Chapter 3, Family Matters. Biology is the least of what makes someone a mother. Oprah Winfrey. Once Lorraine knew I was in college, she started to text me on a regular basis. Seeing her name on my screen flooded me with conflicting emotions. Sometimes I gave quick responses, sometimes I ignored her. The quarter said I should make peace with my past and integrate all facets of my life, and that you cannot have too many people who love you. Even so, I worried that there was an imaginary line with them, and I didn't want to cross it. Also, I knew enough to worry that I could get ensnared in the spidery web of drama that spun around Lorraine. At the end of October of my freshman year, Lorraine called 3 times, leaving messages to phone her back. The 4th time she caught me rushing to class, and I answered without looking first at the name on the screen. "Hey, it's me," Lorraine said. "We're having a Halloween carnival at church, and it would mean so much to Autumn if you could make it." Scarlett was holding the door for me, but I waved her to go ahead. "I want you to meet Rex," Lorraine paused, then added, "He's the one who got me into this church, and sober." "Okay," I said, surprising myself. I was curious to see my sister again. Besides, maybe I needed to form a relationship with Autumn in case Lorraine crashed. I wasn't comfortable going alone. I asked my roommate Iris. "I need the weekend to finish my paper on Japanese pottery," she said. "Maybe Aiden will go." Aiden was majoring in political science, and he made even the most boring topics sound interesting. He had a wonderful smile and hair a bit more strawberry than mine. "We gingers have to stick together," was his pickup line. You couldn't call it dating since there were few planned meetups. We were just together, a lot. It felt wrong to even suggest the trip to him. Nikki would have been the best. She knew my life story, but she was working full-time and going to community college in Citrus County. Most weekends, she stayed in St. Pete with Ian, and I didn't want to drag her away from him. That left Eric. He didn't seem surprised by my call and response.